the Hall of Records. To the immediate left of the Hall of Wisdom is the Hall of Records, one of the most fascinating and popular buildings on the other side. Like the Hall of Wisdom, its architecture is classic Greco-Roman, with towering marble columns and a breathtaking dome that soars above the surrounding countryside. The Hall of Records, as its name suggests, contains every historical work ever written, including those whose originals have been destroyed on Earth, from the libraries of Alexandria to the brilliant tomes lost with the continents of Atlantis and Lemuria to the sacred Akashic records that are the best described as a written memory of God. It only hints at the vastness of the Hall of Records to add that it also contains every detailed chart of every incarnation of everyone of our lives on Earth. I've astrally visited the Hall of Records many times, and it never ceases to take my breath away. Endless aisle after endless aisle, each aisle filled with endless shelves, each shelf filled with very real scrolls, in perfect condition and order, on which all of our charts are preserved for eternity, in impeccable, scripted Aramaic, the universal language in which we're all fluent on the other side. We can study our own charts at our leisure in the Hall of Records to give context and perspective to our soul's journey. We can also study the charts of the loved ones we've left behind on Earth to answer any question we might have about the time we spent with them and to track exactly what's going to happen to them until we see them again and why. It's also very useful to explore the chart of someone we couldn't seem to get along with in our own recent lifetime, to understand what purpose they serve for us, what purpose we serve for them, and very possibly what past life conflicts the two of us were still working on that drew us together.